Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Language Study Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important skills for OCR Paper 2, selecting and synthesizing evidence. This is the skill tested in question 2, worth 15 marks, and it's all about combining information from two nonfiction texts to answer a specific question. Now, if you've ever felt confused about the difference between synthesis and comparison, or if you've lost marks because you started analyzing language when you shouldn't have, this episode is for you. We're going to break down exactly what examiners are looking for, give you a foolproof structure, and highlight the common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's master this skill together. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's start with the fundamentals. What exactly is synthesis? The word comes from the Greek syntathenai, meaning to put together. In your exam, synthesis means taking relevant information from text A and text B and reshaping it into a coherent response that answers a specific question focus. Here's the crucial distinction. Synthesis is not comparison. In question 2, you are not comparing how the writers present their ideas differently. You're not discussing their methods or perspectives. You're simply combining factual content from both texts. Think of it like making a smoothie. You're blending ingredients from two sources into one unified drink, not comparing the taste of a banana to a strawberry. The question will always give you a specific focus. For example, what do you learn about the challenges faced by explorers? Or what impressions do you get of life in Victorian England? Your job is to identify details from both texts that relate to that focus and present them together in a clear, organized way. Let's talk about the mark scheme. This question is worth 15 marks and assesses AO1 only. That's Assessment Objective 1, which is all about identifying and interpreting explicit and implicit information and ideas, and selecting and synthesizing evidence from different texts. Notice that word synthesizing right there in the objective? To reach the top levels, you need to demonstrate three things. First, a wide range of relevant details from both texts. Second, an understanding of implicit meanings, not just surface-level facts. And third, the ability to reshape material in your own words rather than just copying chunks of text. Here's the structure that will get you top marks every time. I call it the Concept Evidence Evidence Framework, or CEE for short. Start each paragraph by identifying a shared concept or theme that appears in both texts. For example, if the question asks about challenges, you might begin with, both texts reveal the physical dangers faced by the individuals. That's your concept. Then provide evidence from text A. You might say, in text A, we learn that the mountaineer encountered severe frostbite and oxygen deprivation at high altitude. Notice I'm not quoting huge chunks. I'm selecting the key detail and putting it in my own words. Next, add evidence from text B within the same paragraph. Similarly, text B describes how the Arctic explorer suffered from hypothermia and exhaustion during the expedition. See how I've used a connective? Similarly, to link the two pieces of evidence together fluently, that's one complete paragraph using the CEE structure. You'd then move on to your next shared concept and repeat the process. Aim for 3 to 4 well-developed paragraphs in your 15 to 20 minutes. Now let's talk about implicit meanings. Examiners love it when you go beyond the obvious. If a text says the room was silent except for the ticking clock, the explicit meaning is that it was quiet. The implicit meaning might be that the atmosphere was tense, uncomfortable, or that time felt slow. You're reading between the lines. In synthesis questions, you'll gain credit for spotting these subtler implications. For example, if text A mentions she barely touched her meal, you might infer that the person was anxious or preoccupied even if the text doesn't state that directly. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's move on to exam technique and the mistakes you absolutely must avoid. Mistake number 1, analyzing language. I cannot stress this enough. Question 2 does not want you to discuss metaphors, similes, or sentence structure. If you write, the writer uses a metaphor to convey the danger, you will receive 0 marks for that sentence. Save your language analysis for question 3. In question 2, focus purely on content, what you learn, not how it's written. Mistake number 2, only using one text. If you only refer to text A or text B, your response is automatically capped at level 2, which means a maximum of 6 marks out of 15. You must use both texts to access the higher levels. Mistake number 3, quoting excessively. Long quotations waste time and don't demonstrate synthesis. Instead, select the key detail and paraphrase it. If the text says the expedition was fraught with peril, including treacherous ice fields and unpredictable storms, you could write the explorers faced dangerous conditions such as unstable ice and severe weather. That's synthesis. Mistake number 4, losing focus. The question will specify exactly what you need to find out. If it asks about challenges, don't write about successes or achievements unless they directly relate to overcoming challenges. Stay laser focused on the question. Now for the top tips. First, timing. You should spend 15 to 20 minutes on this question. That gives you about 3 minutes to read and annotate each text, 2 minutes to plan your shared concepts, 10 minutes to write, and 2 minutes to check you've used both texts. Second, use connectives to create fluency. Phrases like similarly, in addition, furthermore, likewise, and moreover help you weave evidence together smoothly. But avoid comparative connectives like in contrast or however. Remember, you're synthesizing, not comparing. Third, annotate the texts as you read. Use different colored highlighters or symbols for each shared theme. For example, circle anything related to physical challenges in blue and underline emotional challenges in green. This makes it much easier to structure your response. Quickfire recall, quiz. 1 minute. All right, let's test your understanding with a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. What assessment objective does question 2 test? Answer, AO1, identifying, interpreting, and synthesizing evidence. Question 2. True or false? You should analyze language features in your synthesis response. Answer, false. Language analysis receives 0 credit in question 2. Question 3. What's the maximum mark you can achieve if you only use one text? Answer, 6 marks. You're capped at the top of level 2. Question 4. Name 2 connectives you could use to link evidence fluently. Answer, similarly, furthermore, in addition, likewise, moreover, any 2 of those. Question 5. What does the acronym CEE stand for in the paragraph structure? Answer, concept, evidence, evidence. Identify the shared theme, then provide evidence from text A and text B. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Selecting and synthesizing evidence is all about combining relevant information from 2 texts to answer a specific question focus. Use the concept, evidence, evidence structure to organize your response. Select a wide range of details, including implicit meanings, and reshape them in your own words. Avoid analyzing language, use both texts, and stay focused on the question. Allocate 15 to 20 minutes and use connectives to create a fluent, cohesive response. If you master this skill, you're looking at 12 to 15 marks in the bag. That's a huge chunk of your Paper 2 grade. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you found this helpful, make sure to revisit the study guide for worked examples and practice questions. Keep practicing, stay focused, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, happy revising.